A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Tim Murray is the host of VSiN Primetime, airing live locally 5 until 8 on VSiN. He's also the host of VSiN College Football Betting Podcast. Download, like, subscribe. You know the deal. He's getting you ready for the season right now. Download each and every week. He's on Twitter at @1TimMurray. He's live at Big 12 Media Days. And Tim, I saw the quote today and I just got to know, like, did you find yourself chanting, "We're number three? We're number three"?
I might have missed that quote.
So, Juracek, apparently, like, his big, like, fiery, and he's not one to shy away from the microphone, but like, his big fiery message was, "We've solidified ourselves as the number three conference in sports." Like, okay, congratulations. It just reminded me. Do you remember the old Tosh routine when he used to be like, "You know how the rest of the world hates us? It's because we say we're number one. If we just said we're number seven, they'd be like, yeah, that's about right. Yeah, you know, it's the we're number one thing. It's like, yeah, if you just say we're number three, everyone's like, okay, yeah, sure, cool."
Well, I mean, at least they're realistic because they definitely aren't better than the Big Ten or the SEC. So the fact that they're leaning into, at least we're better than the ACC, you're like, okay, I could listen to that. I could listen to that argument.
It makes a fair point.
Yeah, we got Kenny Dillingham on the mic right now. I'll tell you what.
You know, he's one of our boys. He was Norvell's OC here.
Got some good hair walking around here. Avery Johnson got some good flow. Avery Johnson, Kansas State quarterback, for those unaware. Big dude. He's got some broad shoulders. Put on some LBs. I think he's like 25-1 to win the Heisman, which seems a little short, but a lot of excitement there. And then Cam Rising's just walking around here with the flow, man. He's like 50 years old, so you know, he's done these a couple times.
He is what I think what Tim Tebow would have been in this era, where it's just like, he's just going to stay there forever.
Yeah, he took it, you know, he had the injury, and then we were always wondering, this is going to be a week that he comes back. This is going to be, and then he just never came back. And, you know, Utah and the winner of this conference is, I truly believe that this is the most interesting conference in the country. And it's not being hyperbolic because, the SEC is bringing in Texas and Oklahoma, and the Big Ten is adding Oregon and USC and UCLA. I look at this conference and I say, the winner of this conference is getting a bye, and they might be headed, you know, how far are they going to go? You know, do they get more than one team in? I think no, but what if Utah goes 11-1 and loses the championship game? But I think the Big 12, you could make a legitimate argument for maybe 7 teams to win this conference. Like, no other conference, I don't think you could say that about. I think you can legitimately say that there should be 7 teams who have realistic visions of winning this conference.
Yeah, I think you're right in this sense. If we're just talking about watchability of games,
It feels that's going to be the conference where we're just going to be like, this conference is just drunk. But you could also talk me into a scenario where that conference champion's got three losses, maybe more. You could talk me into that, and you could also talk me into the scenario that you're laying out, the champion getting the bye and being a double-digit dog in their first quarterfinal.
Oh, 100%. Think about how much the five seed is going to have. I think the five seed this year is going to be in a great spot where you're going to get a home game against the G5 squad, whether that be Memphis or whoever comes out of the AAC or Boise State or Liberty. You're going to get a home game against the G5 representative, and then you're going to be a favorite more than likely because the five seed is going to be what? Texas, Oregon, Notre Dame, someone in that ballpark, because those, you know, as we talked about already, the SEC champ is only, SEC is only getting one bye. The Big Ten's only getting one bye. So one of those teams that loses that championship game could be in that five spot, and they're going to be saying, all right, now we get to play, you know, the Big 12 champion. So, yeah, it's going to be really interesting how it all plays out.
I think it'll also be fascinating to see is if Notre Dame gets that spot, I think they're licking their chops because they will not have played the conference title game. The problem that you get 100%. Is if it's the loser of the Big Ten or the SEC, all right, well, now they're on game number 14 in that, and you know that they're just going to basically say, like, if we can get out of here in this first, you know, in the home game, if we can get out of here not playing our guys past half. But, yeah, I mean, in terms of path, like, you would have two games where you're going to be significant favorites, and I don't even know if you could really – I mean, to me, it seems like you'll have a – the one seed may not even have that situation. I mean, I would presume the 8 or 9 is going to be a closer spread than what we'll see between the 4 and the 5.
The 8 or 9 game could be the third best team in the SEC versus the third best team in the Big Ten. Like that you could be playing. You could be playing Ole Miss. You could be playing LSU. You could be playing Penn State. You could be playing someone really, really good.
Yeah.
Not to say, look, Utah's no bums or whoever comes out of this conference, but you'd much rather face them, especially on a neutral, too. Let's go to Notre Dame real quickly because there's been this discussion, and I don't know if we've had it on this show, about how, Notre Dame can never get a bye. Yeah, they agreed to that.
Yeah, they were in the room. They made the rules.
They were in the room, and they recognized, wait. So we could get a home game in South Bend in December against maybe a team from a G5 conference? Okay, yeah, we'll do that. Guess what we know we don't have to do? Play a conference championship game. So the loser of the SEC, the loser of the Big Ten, they just played 2 weeks prior. Notre Dame, they wrap up the season November 30th at USC. They've got 3 weeks to prepare, if they make it, for a home game against maybe Liberty. Right. I mean, and we'll see how the committee looks at them because their schedule's not super strong this year. But if Notre Dame runs the table, which, by the way, they're a favorite in 11 of their 12 games, and depending on what book you look at, they're either a pick'em or -1 against Texas A&M. If Notre Dame goes 12-0, they're getting the five seed. Like, there's no denying that. If they're 11-1, that's where it gets interesting, and maybe they drop down a little bit. But no, Notre Dame, everyone, there was like a bunch of college football reporters who tweeted out, What a terrible deal for Notre Dame. Like, they agreed to this. This is actually a very good deal for Notre Dame, in my opinion.
I think it'll be interesting. I bet 11-1 gets the five. I mean, the question will be how many losses.
Who they lose to.
Right. And how many losses do the SEC and the Big Ten runner-up have?
Yeah. Right. Let's say, for example, Ohio State plays Oregon, even though they play each other in the regular season, but let's say Ohio State's 12-0, Oregon's 11-1, and Oregon beats Ohio State in the Big Ten championship, they're getting the five seed over 11-1 Notre Dame, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
So, yeah, I mean, I know there's been a lot of people who think that the college football playoff this year waters things down. I could not disagree more. I think this is going to make the sport so much better. I think for, you know, the folks in your town that are Memphis fans, now you've got, instead of, you know, look, Memphis has been to New Year's Six bowl games, right?
They've been to one, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, they played Penn State, right?
Yep.
And it was like, cool, we played Penn State. How interested are they? Now you've got a legitimate shot. Are they going to win a national title? Probably not. But now you're in the discussion. This isn't a team that's going to have opt-outs. You're going to be going to I mean, Memphis or Boise State or Liberty or, you know, USF or whoever it is going to be going to a sold-out Power Four conference stadium. And I know Memphis is going to Florida State this year and Boise State's going to Oregon. That's different. Like, that's September. This is going to be December. Everything on the line. It's just, I think this could not be better for the sport. And I know that the NFL is playing on that Saturday and they've got a couple pretty good games. But, like, if you're a college football fan, I think this opens the door for so many more interesting things. And to be honest, you know, Jeff, I tweeted this out the other day. Like, the expanded conference obviously adds some wacky matchups. Like, hey, Miami's going to Cal. Like, all right, that's going to be pretty weird. You know, Stanford's going to play Duke. How about the fact that Texas and Georgia are playing each other in November? Like, that's going to be unbelievable. Ohio State, Oregon's playing October 12th. Like, how about the return of Josh Heupel to Oklahoma?
Yeah, Oklahoma, Tennessee. I think that's week four or five. It's his first conference game. Yeah.
I mean, how about Penn State, USC, one of the best Rose Bowls we ever saw in 2017? We get that now. Like, there are some weirdness. There's no doubt. Like, the fact that SMU is hosting Florida State September 28th, that's a little weird. But we get a lot of these games now that I'm like, wow. We get Texas A&M back on Thanksgiving weekend. That's going to be phenomenal for the sport. So, you know, I have fully embraced the expansion. I don't know if I want it to go any further. I kind of like the buy factor. I think that it enhances and it makes it really believe that, you know, conference championships mean something. But man, it's going to be, I think now that we're getting closer and it's the realization, especially too, I think the video game is going to help too with it coming out in a couple weeks. Like, they got a whole setup here.
Buddy, that comes out Monday night.
Yeah, baby. Like, that, you don't think that's going to ratchet? I mean, how about the fact that EA Sports, I've never seen a video game do this. Now, to be honest, I'm not a big, like, Call of Duty guy or whatever. But, like, they're putting out these ratings. Like, the amount of attention that they've been getting, they've done a fabulous job of promoting this game and getting content. People are writing columns. Like, I just saw Bruce Feldman. Like, Bruce Feldman wrote a column about, you know, the top 10 atmospheres that he's been to as opposed to their ratings. Like, this game, man, is going to just explode, and it's only going to help the sport.
No, it needs to be a Harvard Business Review. It's one of the best marketing campaigns I've seen in a really long time. And they've done, like, a brilliant job of, they've involved the media in a smart way, but also, like, with the ratings, they've kind of embraced, like, the modern era of, just get some engagement in there, like, throw A&M up there. It's defensible to put A&M as a great environment, but, like, you know, everyone's going to immediately have their thoughts. And then you release the team rankings, whatnot. Like, it's been phenomenal. But, I mean, my buddy David Cobb and I were talking. It also is funny how, like, that is how we used to learn everybody's schedule, is by playing the game.
Yep.
We'd learn the schedule, and then we would learn, like, where everybody's playing. And it's like, now I can't decide if part of it is I just feel like it's become week to week, but it's also like, I haven't had that game for a decade. Maybe that's also partly why I don't feel like I have the grasp that I used to.
Dude, the day it would come out, and, you know, as crazy as this sounds, I owe that video game a lot for, like, where I am in my career. Like, I've become a college football guy. And I grew up in the Washington, D.C. area. Like, no one cares about college sports. Maybe a little college basketball when Maryland was at its peak. But college football in that area, nobody gave two you-know-whats. And I loved it because my dad went to Notre Dame, so I grew up with that. And then I played college football, the video game, and that's the video game that I loved the most and played the most. And now I talk about college football for my livelihood. It's remarkable for me what that game did. And here's the thing too, is like you mentioned, you know, getting people fired up about the home field advantage and you know, whatever it may be, and the fact that Colorado, I think, was like a top 20 defense. I'm like, well, you got to remember, like, think about what team is going to be utilized the most in that game.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They got to make them better. They got to make them good. Like, they have to be a top 20 team in that game because every dorm room in America is going to want to play with Colorado. So they had to make them good.
I mean, how do you think I learned how to read coverage? Like, literally, it's from playing the video game.
Yeah, right.
Like, that's how my buddy Michael used to argue that playing video games made you a better person. Like, he went through, like, all the nice guys he knew. They all play video games. Like, he was using it, and I was like, Michael, no, that's the wrong argument. The argument is, this is you watching film. This is you reading coverage and getting better at that.
But then the best part was finding a glitch in the game and be like, oh my God,
well,
they
no,
can't.
The best was five wides, put your receiver, put your fastest player at quarterback, and then just outrun everybody.
I mean, you are insured a first down every single time.
And then your buddy would have to put his fastest player at middle linebacker and just run a spy the whole time. And then it just became this massive stalemate.
Or you take an edge rusher who has high speed, and you move him two spots over, and he just runs right past the tackle.
Yeah. Everyone, that play used to drive me insane because, you know, I'm a quarterback at heart. It's like, can y'all not just at least be a little intellectually honest? Just like run four verts and then have one guy run underneath. Like, no one's going to be there. Like, it'll be open. I guarantee it's an easy toss. Like, that was less offensive to me than just running the Michael Vick offense.
My go-to plays were always it was the speed option at a shotgun, never could be stopped, and then I'd run. I think it was called Flood.
Oh
yeah, you just ran a
trip side had vertical. You had a deep out, then you had a flat, and then the other guy was running the dig from the backside. If you just roll out to the side of the Flood and then throw back to the crosser, it was wide open 9 times out of 10.
Well, every time.
Yeah.
It's going to open up a whole new, man, I tell you what, a lot of people our age, a lot of 30 and 40-year-olds are going to be pretty terrible fathers starting in
a week. I was going to ask, I guess you're lucky because your wife's staying out with the family, right, for a couple of weeks?
Yeah.
Like, I'm wondering how I'm going to negotiate this. Like, fortunately, my daughter goes to bed fairly early. We're talking like 7:30, but like I'm thinking about whether or not, like, at dinner I have to just put melatonin in my wife's beverage, and so that way she just passes out. It's like when she wakes up at 11:30, she just wants to go to bed anyway. So it's like, I bought myself 3 hours of the game.
I mean, I dusted off the old sticks during COVID when there was no sports on. I was like, all right, yeah, everyone's asleep. I'll throw a little college football 14 on the old PS3 and get it revved up again. Also, the last thing I'll say about the video game is, and I said this on the podcast, which was, you know, I understand everyone's all fired up about Colorado. If you're playing with Colorado, like, have some manhood, man. You got to play with Colorado State. You play with a Mountain West team. You play with a Sun Belt team. Like, it's not hard to make Alabama win national championships. So, I mean, the real guys know. You find the teams that were, you know, you find the Louisiana Monroe.
No. You're forgetting the greatest one of all time to build the dynasty, North Texas, because they had the Dallas recruiting base. Like, if you played a dynasty, like, you, North Texas, like 10 years into the dynasty, was always an elite team because they just had all the players.
Well, so fun. I'm glad you brought that up because the last dynasty I ever made was UTSA, and it was the same thing. You're in Texas. That's your pipeline, right? And you know, you just get Texas players. And what I would do is I would just go hard after like 3 5-stars. I would just spend all my recruiting budget
absolutely.
On it. Yeah, and then once you get a 5-star quarterback and a 5-star wide receiver, you're like, all right, everything else is fine.
Well, that's the other thing. Like, I'm wondering, like, how realistic is dynasty mode? Like, are we going to have NIL budgets? Are we going to negotiate? Like, if we're the coach, can we threaten to leave? And instead of getting a better contract, I get more NIL money. Like, I am curious to know, are we implementing the collectives into the game?
I don't think we will, but, you know, the portal's going to be interesting now. You know, players are going to want to leave sooner rather than later, I'd imagine.
Can't you just, you know what would be the ultimate?
By the way, can I just jump in real quick?
Yeah, absolutely.
Gundy's on the mic right now, and the mullet is just looking phenomenal. Well, I mean, I'm looking at this. It is.
If we want to talk about what the actual line of Big 12 Media Days, I guess he said it in the scrum earlier before he got up to the podium when he was probably doing his local stuff. Gundy just straight up going, "Yeah, Ollie Gordon's playing." Like, it kind of made me want to rush to the window and take some Oklahoma State to win the title. That's the type of championship effort I need out of my teams.
Yeah, I'm not laughing because
DUI. Like, that was it is a dumb thing to do. With that being said, it shows me the team has the right mindset.
I think he had another quote. I think it was the FAML or if it was in a scrum. But the fact that he goes, his punishment might be running the ball 50 times.
Good. I feel like Alan Bowman's another one of those like guys that I feel like that guy's been in college football for 15 years. I know what he is.
Alan Bowman was the backup quarterback at Michigan for like 2 years.
Yes.
And just went off the radar for 2 years. And I was like, yeah, I'll go back and start.
Well, no, then didn't he had a Texas Tech spell too, right?
Yeah, he started his career at Texas Tech. He started a little bit, and then he went to Michigan and was, I think, JJ's backup for a couple of years. He was obviously at Oklahoma State last year. Maybe it was Cade McNamara's backup, but regardless. And now he's at a second year at Oklahoma State. You do know, like, I don't think he'll stay, but I think the new rule that was just implemented a couple weeks ago, Cam Rising could return for an eighth year because he had to sit out a year because of the old transfer rule.
Oh, and you get
and
a year back.
To sit out a year, you are allowed to get that year back. And I believe Cam Rising could come back for an eighth year, which would be the best thing ever.
Well, and imagine if he went in the portal. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if he goes in the portal, you're going to have, like, let's say Ryan Day keeps his job, but, like, Walker Howard ain't it, and the rest of it, like, they're going to spend, like, $3 million on a one-year rental of Cam Rising.
Yeah, I mean, and, like, yes, there needs to be things that are policed about NIL, obviously, but, like, I think NIL, especially for college hoops, like, I think it's great for the sport. Like, I know it's not great because I have friends who coach at, you know, low levels of Division I ranks, and you know it's impossible to sustain success. Anyone that's good is going to leave and go get a ton of money. But like, you're getting guys staying longer because they're going to make more guaranteed money in college athletics than they are, going to, play overseas or, you know, have a two-way in the NBA. So, I mean, look, the guy that the Memphis Grizzlies drafted that you great call by you and now is the favorite to win the Rookie of the Year, Zach Edey, he would have left under normal circumstances, but he stayed because he was getting NIL money there at Purdue, and now he became a top 10 pick, you know? So it worked out really well for him. It worked out for Donovan Klingon at UConn. Like, it can be. Everyone always looks at the negatives, and there are plenty of negatives. But I think there's a lot of positives about the NIL era for the student athlete to, you know, make more money and then not have to race to the pros where you exhaust your eligibility.
Just tell your buddies the same thing I tell my buddies in coaching when they want to start whining and complaining. And I get it. Like, to a certain degree, I understand. But I always point out to them, what did you make last year? Okay. Let me go give you the average salary of high school PE coach.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.